Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Thank Rockets Friday. It's Friday the 20th of December. We're back to Premiership action this weekend, so that's what we're going to preview and predict with the usual Egg Chasers team of me. I'm Tim and JB.
Hi Tim.
I'm Phil.
Hello Tim.
Right then. So just quickly then, Phil, how did we get on last week with our predictions in the Heineken Cup? There's some amazing matches.
Incredible matches, and it was very close between the three of us as well.
Leicester-Montpellier would have been an important match for that.
It was incredibly important. But one of the ones I got incorrect, I played my Joker on.
Ooh. Half of that.
One of the ones that Jay played got correct, he played his Joker on. And they were an underdog.
That's right.
So for Leicester, he got 4 points.
Oh.
Which meant the weekly totals were Tim with 1 point.
Oh, what?
Phil with 2 points. And JB also with 2 points.
Oh! So we're, agony.
So we're level for the week.
So you both get a point.
So, yeah, the weekly scores, the cumulative number of weekly wins we have. Tim is on 3. Oh, Jay is also now on 3, and I'm on 6.
I feel like if I had a little button here to play a sounder of Brian Morgan, for God's sakes, that's how I feel.
That can be arranged.
Thank you. I want that button.
And it kicked it away again.
Toby Flood.
God's sake!
That's how Jay's feeling right now. So there we go. But we're back to Premiership action this weekend.
Yes.
And doesn't it say everything about how tough the Premiership is? You sort of go, oh, right, well, Heineken Cup's out of the way. Oh, but now there's some massive Premiership games. Really important matches.
I think you kind of see why English teams get so annoyed with the rubber Pro Direct or whatever it's called nowadays.
Absolutely.
When Leinster go for a 3-week massage and Northampton go to Leicester or something, you know?
So, Northampton have just been away at Leinster and now they're away at Wasps, which is not the hardest game of the weekend, but it's a tough game.
Really easy.
Yeah, it's not an easy game. Leicester, who've just been to Montpellier away and won by 1 point in the last second, are now taking on Saracens away. So, yeah. Big
battle
match.
Oh.
Big match.
That's a huge game.
Yeah.
The live matches on the telly are Sale London Irish, Saracens Leicester and Gloucester Worcester.
Saracens in Jack's house.
What are you talking about?
Right. Jack's house. Saracens
Jack,
home?
Jack's house.
Hang on.
The Allianz?
Allianz Stadium.
Jack's house. Allianz Park. Jack Berger's house.
Oh, right.
Jack Berger's house.
Because you've got a mate called Jack. I didn't know what you were talking about.
No, Jack's house.
Right, so we'll Sale London Irish then to kick things off.
Yeah, Sale are favourites.
Yep. And they look really good at home.
Yeah, with Cipriani.
Cipriani, as I mentioned on the podcast on Tuesday.
Because I've not watched the last couple of Sale games, is there anyone else playing as well or almost as well as Cipriani? Or is he the standout player?
No, he is the standout player.
I'm guessing Peel must be playing fairly well, though.
He still has that tendency to crab a little bit across the pitch before he passes, does Dwayne Peel. But he's doing all right. No, but I'd say the whole team sort of is functioning kind of as a team. Everyone's playing pretty well. But Danny Cipriani is just head and shoulders above the rest.
That must be the Steve Diamond School of Management kicking in there.
It'd be interesting. There's word about Henry Thomas leaving, but they haven't really missed him that much. I thought they'd miss him a lot more than they have done.
Where's he going to go?
Word is possibly to Leicester. Or Bath. Ooh. Actually, Bath is kind of his old stomping ground.
Yeah, I can see Bath.
Bath have already got Wilson and... what's his name? The other one. Perenisi as tight end.
Thing is, can you ever have enough massive props?
True.
You're going to spend some money. Why not?
And I think, Henry Thomas is, what, 21, 22? He wants to play in the World Cup. I would say he gets overplayed, if anything, at Sale. for such a young guy in that position at tight end prop.
Yeah, they'll have a great rotation then. I mean, it's not unusual, is it, to see a whole front row come on and come off?
And look at Dan Cole. Dan Cole spent, you know, a couple of years not playing loads and loads, and now he's sort of ready to be the main man. And I think Henry Thomas needs a little bit more of that, if I'm honest.
Bath, if they carry on building and collecting these players, they're going to be a frightening proposition. Mm.
Collecting players, jettisoning coaches.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Sale.
Sale. Tim?
Can you pick against Irish? Are you allowed to do that?
Of course I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, are you allowed to do that, Tim?
I am allowed to do that.
Even though you're working for Sale?
I'm working for Sale, and my brother's Irish. So
conflict of interest.
Split loyalties.
Good
conditions. I watched a live stream of Irish at Stade Francais, and they... Well, this is quite interesting. Stade Francais at the game at the Medeski Stadium in the Amelin Challenge Cup last week were really, really annoyed to lose to London Irish. So much so, they wouldn't shake hands with them after the game.
What?
And they wouldn't do a tunnel.
They
just walked off and said, they were saying to the players, next week, as they walked off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is.
So did they win last week?
And then at the week, so London Irish beat them at the Medeski.
Yeah.
27-18 or something like that. And Stade Francais were absolutely bitter and just gutted, wouldn't shake their hands and just walked off. And it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. London Irish played really well in the first half, were a point down, and then just made loads of mistakes in the second half.
Oh.
So London Irish will be coming off two really tough games. So I think it's going to be a really, really tight game. I'm going to go Irish. Can I say that?
You can.
Do you want me to say it on your behalf?
Yeah, what the hell, I'll go Irish.
Oh, wow. Make sure you turn your microphone off when you start cheering, Tim.
Second game.
I have done that before, by the way. It's when I was doing match announcing elsewhere. And basically, there was a decision that I didn't agree with, and I forgot the microphone was on. I went, rubbish! And it just went out across there. It went out across the public address system.
Brilliant.
Always a professional.
Yeah. So, on to Saturday's games then.
First game, Wasps, Northampton.
Wow.
Now, I've got down Northampton as favourites for this.
I'm going to say Wasps.
Ooh.
Northampton. Yeah, you've got to back up what you said on the podcast on Tuesday, Jay, where you went, Northampton are going to crumble now. They're spent after a win against Leinster.
And I disagreed, so I'm saying Northampton.
As am I. Right.
Bath, Harlequins.
Wow.
Oh, this is tasty.
Now, I've got down Bath being favourites.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that as well. I think Bath. And also, I'm going to do a bit more backing up of what I thought, which is Harlequins can be a bit flaky, and if you're going to... If you're going to fade, it's going to be against like a huge Bath pack beating you up.
They've had two wins against Racing Metro, who aren't the team that we thought they were.
No, they're exactly the team that I thought they were.
Well, sorry, yeah, they're not the team that I thought. And because on last week's podcast, I said that if Racing Metro get their big names back, which they did, it'll be a much closer game.
And I said...
Which it wasn't.
They're just a bunch of individuals.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, you look at Quinn's pack and you kind of go, I'm not...
They did play very well, though. Do you see Luke Wallace? He was super...
He played at six, didn't he?
Yeah, he was really good.
I think Bath are really getting some momentum now. They're beating Exeter. In fact, they've won their last, like, eight games or something.
Something like that.
But Quinn's have won seven of their last eight.
Mm. Wow. Mm. I'm going to say that they... have not lost a home game this season.
Okay.
Bath, that is. And they're going to continue that form.
The record is awesome as well.
They're going to pick up another scalp. It will be incredibly tight. I'll say 3 points in it.
I'm going to differ from both of you, and I'm going to say that Quinns are going to come up with a surprise away victory.
Exeter, Newcastle. Exeter. obviously favourites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boys to smash Newcastle.
The Chiefs.
And give them a bonus point too.
Okay, Saracens, Leicester.
Hmm.
My word.
What a game this is going to be. Now, again, Saracens have come off the back of two easy wins against Zebra. Leicester have had two brutal encounters with Mamuka Gogodza and his crew.
But beating them twice.
Yes, And the last one, did you see the game?
That's the only game I didn't see.
It was 0-0 until 50 minutes.
Was it?
Wow.
Yeah, and then four tries were scored in the last 30 minutes.
I think Leicester have really shown how deep their squad is. There again, they're going to need it going up against Saracen's side, who've had two consecutive games against Zebre and have the deepest squad in the league anyway.
Yeah, and scored like 17 tries in two games.
I see Young's Cole up front. Oh man, this is such a tight game to call. Saracens.
Saracens for me. Jack Berger's going to make 1 million tackles with his face.
I'm tempted to go against you guys.
That sounds like a good idea.
But I do think the Saracens are... I think they will just edge it.
Can't wait for that game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saracens.
Tomorrow afternoon, I am doing nothing but...
Yeah, that's... If you're free tomorrow afternoon, 3:15, get onto BT Sport and watch that.
And then to Sunday's match.
Gloucester-Worcester. Now, Gloucester... it's at Gloucester. Gloucester on the back of an embarrassing defeat to Edinburgh. Yeah. A really, really poor performance.
If Worcester are going to win one, it's going to be this week.
Do you reckon? Even at Gloucester? They might get a few supporters.
That's a good little local match. That'll be a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Two terrible Cougar kits going head-to-head together.
Oh, thank God that's not televised. Oh, no, it is televised. It's Sunday.
Why would you televise that game?
It's the only game on Sunday. We have no choice but to watch it.
Cougar Sunday, that's what they call it.
Do you know what? In the NFL, they have a flex option. So if two teams are bad, they can scrap that game and move another one into that slot.
But why not?
I think it'll be a good game to watch.
Will it?
Yeah, no, I think it will.
No, they should have moved Bath Harlequins onto the Sunday.
There's quite a lot of storylines that go in there, because obviously Gloucester,
Dean Ryan,
and I think there's quite a lot of movement between the two. Didn't Worcester sell that idiot?
Kvesic.
Oh, yeah.
Why you say idiot?
Oh, me and Phil watched him against...
against Bath.
Yeah. And he did his best to lose the game.
He's
an idiot.
Did not learn. He kept on getting penalised for hands in when the rook was formed, when he was not released.
He has been a bit of a penalty machine, I will admit that.
He was, yeah.
And like, these are mental mistakes, not just a guy who was caught short or.
And think back forced. To the end of last season or this time last year when it was announced that he'd be going to Gloucester, and it was like, oh, that's it, he's going to step up, he'll be the England seven.
No, he's taken a big step backwards, from what I've seen, in my opinion.
We're all going Gloucester then?
I am certainly going Gloucester.
Jay.
Gloucester.
There we go. Plenty of rugby to look forward to this weekend.
We've still got our jokers to play.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pick Exeter.
Exeter.
Give me Bath.
Ooh.
Confident.
I'm going to say Sale.
Fair enough. That's tonight. We haven't got long to wait to find out if you're right. Right, there we go. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday then we'll be back a week on Tuesday after Christmas to debate all the rugby from the next two rounds of matches and looking ahead to a brand new year. So nice one for listening. How do you want to go out of the...
Seeing as we're only a few days away from Christmas, we really should do the Ben Foden Christmas special again. Oh, actually, no, let's do the Nottingham Christmas special.
No, should we listen to Ayula Irinley, the former England international?
Yes.
And his dulcet tones. Have you ever heard a man with
a deeper voice in
world rugby? Voice. This is Ayula Irinley as part of the Nottingham Rugby Club singing Fairy Tale of Nottingham, their version of the Pogues.
We could be in the Prem. Well, so could anyone. I set my sights on this. When I first joined you, keep your feet on the ground. The league's so tight now. The playoffs are in our sights. I built my dreams around them. And the boys from Nottingham Rugby Club were playing all day. Green Army cheering us all the way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.